Get this started. All right, welcome everyone to our Planning Commission meeting. Today is Thursday, August 2nd. We'll go ahead and get started with our Pledge of Allegiance by Brody.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. You do show that we do have a full quorum on for tonight. And let's go ahead and get an approval for minutes on June 21st, 2018.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes for item 2.1 for 1.3. Approval of minutes for June 21st of 2018.
Okay. An approval by Andy.
Second. Brody.
Second by Brody. All in favor?
Aye.
And those have been approved. All right. Item 1.4. Is there any conflicts of interest for tonight's meeting?
No.
Okay. So we are just going to go ahead and do 2.1. This is a discussion of the Harriman Hills Open Space Master Plan. Wendy.
Good evening. It's nice to be here tonight. This is the first time in my 2 years with the city that I've actually been to Planning Commission. So this is the first time for me, and I'm excited because it's an exciting plan that we're here to present to you today. I have asked Deborah Shepherd from PEC. They are the consultant that we hired to do the study for what is known as the Harriman Hills. And she's going to go through a presentation that she did for City Council about a month ago, 2 months ago, somewhere in there. Time flies when you're having fun. And our hope is that the Planning Commission will consider this plan an element of the general plan. So that's why we're here tonight, is to present this to you. And then we'll bring it back at the next Planning Commission meeting for further discussion and hopefully a decision. So I'm going to turn the time over to Deborah, and she'll run through her presentation, and then we'll be available for questions afterward.
Okay. Thank you, Wendy.
So I assume you all got the staff report. I don't know if you read through it or not. We started this process of reviewing the Harriman Hills area in November of last year. And let's go to the, how do I switch? Okay. So we started out collecting all the existing data for the area, the different slopes. We looked at solar analysis, looking at where the sort of hot and cool areas would be for the area. We looked at different trails master plans for Harriman City, as well as surrounding cities and what's being planned for the Wasatch Front. We looked at your general plans and master plans for the city. And also your zoning maps and utilities and all of the elements that might affect this area. When we compiled that data, we started having meetings with Wendy and some of the other advisors that were with her. Started looking at the options that the city wanted to address in that. And there was some, in the beginning, there was some really big ideas about, we wanted to create a destination recreation area and have a lot of amenities. And what we found out is, once we started doing the public open houses and then a public survey online, that most of your residents don't want a lot of development. They want a minimal open space, trails, natural environment. A lot of them didn't want us to change it at all, but at the same time, they didn't want the noise. They didn't want people disturbing the vegetation. They didn't want people parking on the streets. They didn't want trash. They didn't want, there was a lot of things that they didn't want to happen. So by putting in, or recommending to put in some trailheads where there's some parking areas so people aren't parking in front of people's homes and driveways and on the street, having areas for bathrooms, trash receptacles, and providing structured trail systems so people aren't hiking off on their own and making their own social trails is the direction that the residents wanted us to go. There's still some potential for some amenities out there, smaller scale to maybe a medium scale in a couple of areas. But again, the slopes are sort of prohibitive. There's not a lot of access to the interior of the property in order to get these activities away from the residential areas. And so those things would have to be addressed as we go through. So Zions Public Financial also did a financial analysis of some of the different amenities and trailheads and stuff. So with the survey, we'll go through these fairly quickly. Again, we had, where do you live? And you'll notice that Zone E and F were sort of our highest respondents, and those, of course, were the areas closest to the Harriman Hills area. So that's the zone map, and you can see E and F are right adjacent to the Harriman Hills area. So on question two, it was, are you familiar with the Harriman Hills area? Do they know where it is? Do they know what we're referring to? And most of them did. Do you currently use or recreate the Harriman Hills area? And we had a lot of respondents that did use the area already and the trail systems before Wendy and Joe Darton have really put in a lot of effort to put in new trails in the area just since May. But this was done back in March, so these were the respondents that were using it before those improvements. What roads or local locations do you use to access the area? Most of it was the Juniper Crest area and the Black Ridge Reservoir area. Black Ridge Reservoir because it has an existing parking lot, and Juniper Crest, I think, because of its accessibility off of a main road. And again, this is what roads or locations. You can see that those circles are correspondent to the number of respondents saying they use those areas. So you can see Black Ridge Reservoir and Juniper Crest are the largest accessed areas. What types of options would you like to see? Small scale. Again, like we were just talking about, small scale. Maybe some medium scale, no large scale. They don't want anything large, no golf courses, no, you know, big amenity kind of options. So again, on the small scale side, hiking was the number one, mountain biking to trail running, which corresponds, all of those have to do with trails, trail networks, trail connections, and developing that trail system. On the medium scale, again, we had some people that liked the idea of a year-round terrain park, like different biking options, mountain biking trails, or even snowshoeing or something like that in the winter. But again, nothing really large scale. They didn't want any zip lines or anything like that. So, and then on the large scale, They did want maybe some access into the interior so they could access some of those higher trail opportunities and the view areas, but they didn't really want a lot of amenities in there. And it was about evenly divided whether a dog park should be added. There were some people in the open house that had suggested some off-leash dog trails, but when we did the survey, it was about 50-50. So dog parks are nice fenced area for people who have dogs and don't have a yard or space to walk them for them to exercise. Increased traffic. They were saying if we accessing the Harriman Hills area will require vehicles to use local roads to connect to the trailheads. may result in increased traffic. What is your opinion? Would you favor or oppose accommodating additional traffic? And it was pretty even across the board. It was actually more in favor than more opposed, which we were surprised about considering the comments we got in the open house. We thought we would have a large number on the opposed side, but it was pretty even across the board. So where should trailhead locations be placed? Of course, the largest was all. Everybody wants more trailheads, more access to the area. There's this gray area, but nobody really knows how to get to it unless they live adjacent to the area. So Juniper Crest was a main one. Graffiti Rock, the Cove once it's developed, Harriman View and Kuchara Way, those areas already have sort of some pedestrian access points. And what types of amenities should be provided? Most of it was restrooms, signage for trail maps and area rules, trash receptacles, dog waste stations, a few for benches and bike repair stations and things like that, but most of it was your regular trailhead items. Maintaining the Harriman Hills area will require ongoing maintenance and improvements. Are you willing to support an increase in city park fees to maintain and improve the area? And most of the respondents said yes. What types of trails would you use most in Harriman Hills? Most of it was natural single use, natural shared, or natural multi-use. So most of the respondents did not want paved trails in that area. There were some in the open house that had requested some paved trails for stroller use and, family bike ride kind of things. But when you started talking to them, the places they wanted to go were more within the city, not so much into the Harriman Hills open space. They more wanted maybe some paved trails from the residential areas to the parks in the city or a commercial area so they could take their kids on a bike ride and go get an ice cream cone or something like that. When they started looking at especially the change in elevation and having to navigate those hills with kids on bikes or with a stroller, they determined that maybe wasn't something they needed. Do you have any safety concerns about building improvements, amenities in the Harriman Hills area? Most of it was traffic, a little bit with fire, and obvious reasons. The other was crime, growth, parking, a little bit with noise and things like that, but most of it was the traffic. They're concerned with increased traffic or traffic at higher speeds in their neighborhoods and stuff. So, and what other suggestions or improvements would you like to see? Again, 21, now these were write-in comments, so not everybody responded to this. So if you notice, the numbers are a lot less than your 735 respondents. So we had 21 that said leave as is, 19 wanted a gun range, 16 wanted ATV use, more trees, those kind of amenities. It was interesting that most of the people that commented that they wanted a gun range also wanted ATV use. That seemed to go hand in hand. So, and those were our questions. Those were all of our survey questions and the data we collected. So the Harriman Hills concept plan, as you can see, the green asterisks that you see, so there's one, you guys have this on your screen there. There's one by over to the right side, which is the Juniper Crest trailhead area. That's a fairly flat site. Because it's more centrally located in the city, closer to a commercial area, we're suggesting a little bit more development in there, maybe an event center or some kind of building for community events or something like that eventually, a larger parking lot, restrooms, maybe a larger picnic shelter, things like that, and connect to that trail system so that, you know, people can come and park in there and they can do that walk or bike ride to the new commercial area by Mountain View Corridor, get that ice cream cone, and enjoy that with their families. And then the one in the middle, the green asterisk in the middle, is by Friendship Drive, Cucharaway. It has a fairly narrow access. It's 24 feet wide, and it's pretty steep up through there. We are not suggesting a parking lot at this time for that location. It could go in. It is wide enough that you could put a small parking lot in there. But for now, I think we're looking at more of just a fairly wide trail so that you can get maintenance vehicles in there, but just have it for pedestrian access and just make a small trailhead in there, restrooms, things like that, so that as you're coming into or leaving the Harriman Hills area and connecting back into the city, you have a location to use the restroom, throw away some trash, things like that. And then the third green asterisk over there is Graffiti Rock area. And that trailhead, because it already has an access road, I think would probably be your first priority trailhead. That would be still a small scale trailhead, a little bit larger than the one at Friendship, a little bit larger parking area, mainly to get people off the street to park. It could be a gravel or minimally improved parking area, trying to get some restrooms in there, trash cans, signage, things like that. So that will be the sort of start of your park system. Eventually you could add parking in there or pave the parking lot. That might also be a location for a dog park if it looked like that was something the residents in that area wanted. The other locations, as you see the yellow asterisks, are going to be dependent on access as that goes in. There's the Cove, there's the Bluffs at Harriman Springs, that area. You know, you guys don't, because it's out of the city limits, limited control on what kind of access can be developed in that area. It does have some really great opportunities though, because of the, it doesn't have the excessive slopes. So eventually, a larger trailhead, maybe for even large enough for trailers for horseback riding or something like that. And maybe even some camping areas or even bringing in paintball or something like that in there. And then, of course, there's the yellow asterisks over by the Juniper Crest area. There's a lot going on in there. I know there was some discussion about trying to do trailhead access with the church's property or through some of the different developments that are going in there, but that will depend on how that is negotiated with those developers. So. And the sort of brown area in the middle, that we're calling that Tickville Gulch, just because that was one of the names that was on the USDA maps that we thought was interesting. There's a spring sort of over there that can be used for a water resource, but there's some really interesting slope opportunities in there. Joe was really excited about the idea of putting in a Nika course or some different mountain biking downhill tracks and different things like that. There's, you'll see there's sort of a little blue oval there that's got enough of a shadow on it that you could maybe do some winter sledding activities in there or something like that. But that could be eventually developed out if access is provided at some point in the future. So if you want to go to the next one. So this is, we were calling it White Hollow Trail. Everybody calls it Graffiti Rock. That would be sort of the small scale parking lot, could accommodate 25 parking stalls to get people off of the street and restroom, maybe a small pavilion or some picnic tables. And then we added a small dog park that would just be sort of a natural, natural vegetation dog park. But we would recommend adding quite a few trees, of course. So, and the Friendship Trail, we're showing it with a small parking lot because that would is available. But at this time, we may just want to put in a wide trail for access for maintenance. And then the Juniper Crest, we're showing the recreation center or a event center, reception center, a small amphitheater. The cross-country track team was a little concerned when they sort of lost their 5K loop route. And it is possible to re-establish that in this area. So we have sort of a race start area along with that amphitheater for, you know, awards or meetings or even small children's theater or plays or stuff. Of course, restroom, pavilion, picnic area, and a large parking lot. So as far as the trails go, we came up with a trail priority list in order to mainly to connect the different trailheads and make a network of trails with the city. So the area from Juniper Crest over to Black Ridge Reservoir is gonna be, was one of the ones, because of the most of the people using both of those trailhead locations or trail entrance locations, that was sort of the number one. And then the connection from Black Ridge Reservoir to Friendship. Most of that was already done, but they want to take it around the front side so that that's the new location for the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, so to develop that. And then the area from Friendship to White Hollow or Graffiti Rock would be the next one, but negotiations or somehow access through that private property is gonna have to come about to make that happen. The other trails, there's some backcountry trails back behind by that Tickville Gulch area. Again, just some fun hills and opportunities for mountain biking and trails back in there so that you're away from the city. And then of course, making sure that the trail where the Bonneville Shoreline Trail is gonna go would be the next step, trying to get all that completed. So that's the Black Ridge Reservoir to Juniper Crest. As you can see, the yellow is already in, that's already established. And that's Black Ridge to Friendship. And then Friendship to the White Hollow or Graffiti Rock. And then the backcountry trails, and the last one I think is the making sure that Bonneville Shoreline Trail is completed and signed. That would be a minimal cost. Are there any questions?
So I had two questions, just because you mentioned the Juniper Crest Trailhead with the Pavilion Reception Center. Can you elaborate on sort of the concept of what the reception center is? Because I guess in my mind, I'm also thinking of how Draper has that outdoor pavilion with up in the hill. So, I mean, that may be bigger than what your thoughts are for this area, but I'm trying to get a grasp on maybe what it is concept-wise?
That center would hold 100 to 150 people, really, for event check-in, check-out. If we have runs, races, people could rent it for small wedding receptions. Commercial people could have meetings there. So it's much smaller than a convention center, but still a place where people could, and there's amazing views there. So really capitalizing on the views and the environment is the reasoning
like
for that.
Like a clubhouse almost. Mm-hmm.
So it'd be indoor.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not like Butterfield and open
no.
pavilion. It would, okay.
No, it would be
okay.
enclosed.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
And on that amphitheater, how many seats is it? Based on the scaling here, how much would it
Based
hold?
Based on the scale, it's really only 3 to 5 rows of seats.
Okay. Small. And with that, as far as the direction, sure. With the direction of that, is that going to have issues with the sun hitting it in the late evenings?
It depends on, when the events are being held.
That's actually down in the canyon a little bit, so
okay.
it shouldn't be,
Should be sheltered.
The sun shouldn't be too much of an issue.
Okay.
So is it going to be a lot smaller than the Sandy amphitheater?
Yes.
It would only, Sandy amphitheater is.
Have you been to Storm Mountain in Big Cottonwood? Storm Mountain amphitheater?
Not very.
Similar
to
that.
Okay.
What's another one that I can think of?
It's not like the little one up Sundance.
Probably even smaller than that. This is for, small scouting groups maybe, or maybe kids that are just doing some small
First
play
class.
Or something like that.
Like just like a small graduation of a
mm-hmm.
preschool event.
Or a musical, a violinist playing for their family or something like that. Something very small. Nothing big production-wise.
Second question I have is, because I know one of the concerns that obviously the residents have is the traffic. And with the scale of this project, how is that in comparison to what Draper currently has? And have we sort of looked at what the impact the traffic had when a lot of, or that it currently has with a lot of the Draper trails and different amenities up there?
We have not done a traffic impact study on this
'Kay.
Area. It wasn't part of the scope of their work.
Sure.
What we'd hoped to do was learn from some of Draper's
mistakes.
Challenges.
There you go. You're in politics, I'm not.
Learn from their challenges and try to mitigate those through a plan like this and
sure.
Sprinkling trailheads across the city.
Okay.
We have a lot more access points than Corner Canyon does, in my opinion. And we'll actually have even more as we continue to purchase property through the ACUB program going down Juniper Crest and on the south end of the city. We're working on some more that aren't included in this, in the scope of this study. We're working on some other trailheads in that area.
Okay, and in comparison for miles of trails,
mm-hmm.
what is do you guys have a idea of what Draper has versus here? And I'm just trying to like sort of get an idea in my mind.
We don't
the
have
scale
what Draper
of this.
Has yet, but
okay.
we will.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get an idea of what the scale of this is.
Yeah. So. People are already starting to call it Corner Canyon 2.0. We have already, Deborah talked about some trails, future trails that are already done. We've been a little busy the past couple months. We've already cut the trail from Black Ridge around to Diamondback. That's called the Sidewinder Trail. It's about a half a mile, and it's relatively flat, and people have already been utilizing that quite a bit. That is a great location because people can park at Butterfield Park and go up that trailhead and access to the Black Ridge side. And so that helps alleviate some of the traffic from the Black Ridge Reservoir parking lot. We are also almost complete with Eric's Trail. Mustang Loop is complete, and that connects Black Ridge to Juniper Crest. So we've been working really hard in acquiring properties through grant funding through the state, as well as ACUB funding, and we are knocking it out. So the Trails Committee is doing a great job in helping us identify trails. Our GIS department, specifically Eric Blackett, has been doing a great job in laying out the trails to MTB standards. And if you are a part of the MTB community in the state, we are the talk of the state right now because of what we're doing. So it's pretty exciting, and we can't wait to see where it goes.
I appreciate that. It sounds like you guys are doing a great job. The other thing was I noticed it in here, pump track courses.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you guys are considering in these areas?
That's part of the Juniper Crest Canyon, as well as an area that we're looking at Berwick View Court.
Okay.
A little bicycle park.
I was just curious. Thank you.
That's what we're thinking there. But that would be very similar to what you see in Corner Canyon in the Juniper Crest area.
Thank you. It does sound like you've done a lot.
Done.
And as far as the traffic's concerned, one of the things that we were trying to do was trying to get access off of more major roads. That's
the challenge.
One of the challenges, because it is. But particularly as you start moving to the in that area by Juniper Crest and things, if access can be planned through
I thought at Juniper Crest, and I don't know what the current status is, but it's my understanding there was a plan for another reservoir there, kind of like Black Ridge. Is that planned in to coordinate with it?
So there has been talk about another reservoir there in the council meeting probably a year ago. It was pretty much put off. So there's not a current plan for a reservoir in that area.
Okay. I know there's a little puddle further down, but that's...
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
There is a puddle further down. It's a feature. It's a water feature.
Do we work with other cities on connecting trails, or...?
The county has done a trails master plan. Riverton City has done an active transportation plan, and what we have done aligns. Because when you get to that point, it's mostly just common sense at that point,
right,
and how things connect. Yeah. Things change depending on property ownership and development, and so we're trying to keep on top of that, but for the most part, they align pretty closely.
Good. Right. Any other questions? Nope. You guys did a really good job on this. I like it.
I'm excited.
Okay, so I guess the process is that at the next planning commission meeting will be brought back for a decision.
It'll be a public hearing.
Okay.
And then decision, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So we just need to do a continuation, right? Or?
Yep.
Okay. So if anybody wants to do a motion to continue.
I'll make a motion to continue item 2.1 without date.
Okay, motion by Chris.
Second.
Second by Andrea. Chris.
Yes.
Andrea.
Yes.
Jackson?
Yes.
Andrew?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
And Perry?
Yes.
All right, that has been continued. Okay, item 3, any commission comments that need to be brought up? Okay. No. Item 4, future meetings. City Council is Wednesday, August 8th at 7 p.m. We also have a HCSEA. Truth and Taxation hearing on August 16th at 6 p.m., along with a Planning Commission meeting also August 16th at 7 p.m. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. Got a motion by Andrew. Second.
Second.
Second by Brody. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.